Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We're going to kick off this show with Chris Temple, myself, and Big Al. Chris, you've been a massive help in the last 2 weeks, as I just got married and have been on my honeymoon, a bit of a remote being down in South America traveling around. You've been able to fill in when I've either been on the road or had really poor internet service, a massive help in that aspect. And as we all know, Al has had some health issues, which he is on the road to recovery right now. Let's get a little preview of what you've planned for this week's weekend show.
My pleasure, Corey. We all our team, we're almost like family, and the old saying is the show must go on, and like I have on my own national investor website, you know, we're all in the business of trying to impart knowledge. Anybody can give information, but we want to continue to try and bring knowledge to our combined listeners. You know, this weekend we're talking about a variety of things on the show, a couple of different companies, some general market information. The last couple segments we'll have Glenn Downs talking about Senator Rand Paul's announcement this week and some fascinating things surrounding his candidacy. He certainly breaks the mold of the typical Republican candidate these days. This is going to be fun to watch, especially given the fact that a late week poll shows Senator Paul eking out small gains in the polls above the, well, most likely Democrat challenger Hillary Clinton in a few different states where there were Quinnipiac polls this week.
Well, we're pretty sure that listeners do find it to be useful, judging by the traffic that we have on the blog. I need to echo something that my friend Corey, my colleague, I guess I should say, but he is my friend also, Corey said, and that is, Chris, you've been an absolute saint. Thank you so much for your help in substituting. I did have a stroke a couple of weeks ago. I'm getting better and better and better as the days go on, but I do have to rest a little bit more. So the blessing in disguise that happened as a result of my event is that I really realized, and I'm sure you did too, Corey, how important our entire team is. It's not just about Big Al. It's not just about Corey. It's about, as Chris said, imparting knowledge from our team.
Oh, I would completely echo that. Chris has been a massive help, and I think Chris also adds a great different aspect to our show. And Chris, one of the aspects that I wanted to chat with you about is some of these geopolitical actions that have been happening. We did have Rand Paul come out and announce his candidacy, but then we also did this week have Greece actually make their first payment and did not default initially, which some of the stories leading up to that did say that they would. Plus, we also had a Fed announcement this week, which really didn't shake the markets. Nothing seeming to shake the markets right now. So on your radar, Chris, this week, what were some of the other and geopolitical actions that happened?
Well, before geopolitical, Corey, let's talk about the Fed. You know, Bill Dudley, the president of the New York Fed, and most people know or should know that of all of the Fed's regional reserve banks, the New York Fed is the brains of the whole outfit. That's where most everything goes on. And Bill Dudley came out, and in the most blunt words that I remember hearing any time in the recent past, basically admitted that the Fed must react to the markets if they throw a tantrum over the idea of the Fed raising rates, or if the Fed starts to raise rates and the markets throw a tantrum, they might have to stop. Now, we all know this, but I have not heard any time in my recent memory a Fed official of this stature come right out and pretty much tell you that. So they still play their rhetorical song and dance game of, well, we think we can raise rates, we'll see, maybe sort of, we'd like to, but we don't know, kind of thing. that's going to keep markets volatile. It's going to keep them directionless. Moving overseas, you know, you mentioned Greece. Greece did make their interest payment to the IMF midweek. I guess it was Thursday morning officially. But there's several other deadlines coming up. On the 24th of April, there's a meeting of Europe's finance ministers. And days before that, there's a deadline by which Greece needs to clean up or augment its various proposals to keep the lifeline open, because as we're recording this, their paymasters still aren't liking everything that they're seeing. And this is why, Corey, a lot of people believe that in the end there is going to be some kind of an event where Greece is going to get kicked out or have to leave. Nobody wants it. Nobody believes it can happen. In my own newsletter this week, though, I use several topics, this being one of them, to point out you can never say never about anything. And though that might be it, you know, we're also watching the Middle East, what's going on with oil prices. I found it amazing that on Thursday, for most of the day, despite lousy recent fundamentals and despite the surging U.S. dollar, oil was still getting a little bit of traction. And increasingly, we're seeing this risk premium because of the conflict in the Middle East come back into oil. So no shortage of things to watch, Corey, that's for sure.
You know, I got to tell you, Chris, I think an industry to watch right now in terms of investment potential is the energy sector, though.
Well, I agree. I mean, long term, there is no question in my mind that we've got more rude awakenings to come with energy. I have said on this show more than once that one of the things that we're going to be discovering, and still in the days to come, Al, is that because of the drop in price and these companies having to report updated and honest numbers to the SEC in the case of U.S. companies as far as what their true reserves are at $50 a barrel, we're going to find out real fast here that this whole picture that's been painted over the last few years of these endless shale-based oil riches and gas riches that are going to make the U.S. energy independent, heck, we'll be able to export oil like the Middle East does, that's going to come to a screeching halt. And that news in and of itself, I think, is going to help to finally bring about a bottom to the decline in oil prices. We may not have seen the final bottom yet, but we've seen the majority of the decline, no question. But it's going to reorder our thinking and our priorities going forward. And those people that have got some wherewithal and are in the right place at the right time, there's going to be another glorious opportunity in energy and some other resource areas that are depressed to make some big money. Not tomorrow, not next month, but it's coming.
Investing is really about the future. That's been my philosophy for 30-some-odd years right now. And I think long-term, the energy sector represents a pretty good place to be. Corey, take us home, man.
Well, and I would agree with you that the energy sector, I think, will be a good place to go and pick selective companies. But the fact of the matter is, there are a number of people out there that know that this shale oil boom cannot go on forever and will not go on forever. But as long as it seems like either the government or the banks continue to almost have the back of some of these shale oil companies and not call their loans and continue to keep them afloat, I haven't heard a ton of rumors talking about a huge slowdown, at least in the U.S. production. And that's been the big production that has changed this market in terms of a supply and demand, well, especially in terms of the supply aspect, because the U.S. did come up with this whole oil independent. And I think they can continue to exploit these shale oil plays for a little bit longer, but it's only going to become more and more expensive to pull this oil out of the ground, and we will need higher oil prices. So it's one of those that how long can the banks and the government continue to keep these companies afloat when they are producing and pulling out oil that is not economical at these prices? It's a tough question, and I don't think a question that is easily answered, but it definitely is one that I believe oil needs to be higher, and one day it will be, but right now, lots dependent on what's going on in U.S. production. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of this show.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, folks, to the second segment of the Corlin Economics Report. We're kind of tag-teaming these segments this weekend to try and take some of the pressure still off of Al's shoulders. And so this is Chris Temple with you again, and I'm with Brian Skanderbeg. Brian recently was made the full-time president and CEO of Claude Resources. Claude is a company that you should all be familiar with. It's been covered in Al and Corey's newsletter. It's been covered by a very long time by yours truly in a National Investor. And, of course, you should check both of our websites for information on the company as well as the disclosure, you know, as far as the nature of the information that we give. Brian is in an enviable position because whereas most CEOs of junior mining companies are having a tough time raising money, making ends meet, and things like that, if you were to look at Claude's stock chart, you'll see that it is now about four times higher than its lowest level of the last 52 weeks. It's one of the best performing gold stocks you're going to find anywhere. And it's for good reason, because there has been a staggering turnaround with the company. We've talked about it before. We'll touch on it a bit today. First of all, Brian Skanderbeg, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be part of your show again here and be able to give the audience an update on Claude's turnaround story and discuss some of the fundamental drivers for that and up at the mine site, as well as how that's translating through into the share price. And as you mentioned, it is quite a remarkable turnaround from, you know, the 15 to 20 cent share price up to in excess of 60 in Canada, and obviously an equivalent in U.S. dollars with the exchange rate. So there's some really good things with Claude, and happy to be part of the show again.
Well, the latest thing, Brian, is that for the third time in the last four quarters, you guys just announced that you've set a new quarterly production record. In the first quarter of the year, the company produced 21,067 ounces of gold. That's higher than ever. And a lot of this has come from economies of scale, your change up of the mining methods there, and really just good work by your exploration people. Tell us a little bit about what's led to these new records for production.
Well, when you look at the mine site, over its life of mine, it's produced at about 7 to 7.5 grams. This is the camp as a whole. But, you know, back in 2009, we pushed hard on the exploration front and were successful at finding several new ore bodies, namely the Sansoy Gap and the L62 ore body in 2011. And we moved quite quickly these through initial resource and reserve stages, and in Q2 of last year, 2014, was the first year we felt significant impact from Sansoy Gap, and we've steadily been ramping that ore body up in terms of its production profile. And when you combine that with the mining method changes we've made at Seabee in how we're extracting the L62 ore body, which is also a new discovery from 2011, these two drivers for Claude have allowed us to materially change our head grade. And you can change your cost structure in terms of, like, dollars per ton, but the biggest impact you're going to have is in your margin is by changing your head grade. And we've moved from 5.11 last year upwards now, and we mined 10.2 grams in Q1 of 2015. So an exceptional quarter. You know, we've upped our reserve grade, which reflects the grades we're going to be mining for the next 3, 4, 5 years, to an excess of 7 grams as well. And those changes we've made to bringing new ore bodies to production by exploration have really been the drivers of our increased profitability and turnaround story at Claude.
Well, that's awesome. Brian, as I talk with mining executives on a regular basis, a lot of people are bemoaning the fact that their good news is not getting any attention, and they can increase their reserves and the market yawns, nobody cares. But your turnaround and your share price performance is testimony to the fact that when you have sufficiently good economics in the company, investors are paying attention, and we need to underscore that, because unlike in the past when you could announce 25% increase in your reserves and things like that, everybody went nuts because there's more gold in the ground. People are less worried today, and for some good reason, how much gold is in the ground, but are you making money by what you're getting out of the ground? And one of the astonishing things about Claude is that you guys went from rags to riches. I mean, literally, in 2013, a lot of people were wondering if Claude was going to continue terribly long with running losses, with not very good grades. And you have had a turnaround that for a company your size is in the tens of millions of dollars flipped
from negative cash flow territory to now strong cash flows. You had, I think, a $30 million debt reduction, correct me if I'm off on a number, overall for last year, and just staggeringly good financials. Tell us how that came about.
Your points around the free cash flow margin and your credibility in the market. So, you know, we're focused on free cash flow margin, right now the number's about 15% for float. So every dollar we're generating 15% of free cash flow, which is astounding in any industry. In the gold sector, the average producer is burning cash at these prices. So right now, my comparatives, in terms of the analysis, shows most gold companies burn about $80 an ounce. On average, they're burning cash. So, the challenge in the investor market is that we're competing for limited dollars. You need performance that is exceptional in the gold space before you're seeing it witnessed in your stock. And it doesn't help if you're building resources and you're building reserves. Nobody's paying for that, and everybody's paying for what you're demonstrating in free cash flow yield. And that's the difference in Claude being able to achieve a very good return to investors. And I believe we will continue to achieve a very good return to investors because we have very positive free cash flow yields.
Yeah, that's great, Brian. And I would encourage our listeners to go to your website, claudresources.com. Take a look at the latest corporate presentation on there. A lot of the specific numbers as far as how much debt you've been able to repay, cash flow, and everything is on there. One of the things that I've told my members as a reason why I have always liked Claude long term is that you guys, where you're mining outside of LaRonde, Saskatchewan, on Llano Lake and around that area at the CB camp, is something that nobody has ever heard of as being a bona fide future mining camp in the broad sense, as we would think, for example, of the Abitibi and Red Lake. But you guys have a lot of potential up there in that area. Tell us what your longer range exploration plans are.
We control an entire camp, a belt of prospective gold rocks in excess of 20 kilometers in length. We are the only major land player that holds prospective ground around us. That's our opportunity. We've mined 1 million ounces over 20 years. We have 1.2 million ounces in reserve and resources remaining, and we believe that the CB camp is a 3 to 5 million ounce system, and the time will prove that. We do control it. We've got all the infrastructure in place. That is the advantage to owning Claude, in the sense that we have that opportunity. We believe in the camp. We control it. And it is relatively unrecognized. Nobody thinks of gold when they see Saskatchewan. They think of uranium and potash. We are the province's only gold producer, but we're a very significant producer, and we've been here for a long time, and we'll be here for a long time in the future.
And folks, there you go. I mean, again, you can go to my own website, nationalinvestor.com, as well. I've got a full report on Claude on our featured opportunities page, and you'll see why I think it's one of the best organic growth stories out there that you can consider. Brian Skanderbeg, thank you so much for being with us today. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are jumping in for these next three segments. We really appreciate Chris taking over the segment, the prior segment. But now, Al and I want to get into a regular guest that we have on the show who is launching a new product. And we think that it is will be of great interest to all of our listeners out there. We are joined right now by Michael Belkin. And Michael, you are starting up a new subscriber-based newsletter focused on gold stocks. Before we get into what you're doing and why you've decided to focus on this gold stock industry, I want to get the background of yourself and how you have come to this point to not only have one successful newsletter up and running for institutional investors, but also starting up this other more mainstream investor-based newsletter for the gold stocks.
Right. Well, thanks very much for having me, Corey. Now, my background was that I was in proprietary trading at Salomon Brothers in the go-go years there from, you know, Liar's Poker, Michael Lewis, that whole era in 1987 to end of 1991. And my background is from the UC Berkeley Business School, and I am focused on forecasting. So what I did at Salomon was I developed a forecasting model, and it's held me, it's worked very well over the years. So I left And what I do is econometric forecasting, and it's applied to markets. And I was not happy and satisfied with the stuff I learned in business school, so I developed my own proprietary model. And we use it in proprietary trading in the equity department, and we had a couple of very good years there before I left. It's good for spotting turning points. We shorted the Japanese market at its peak at the end of 1989, beginning of 1990, partly based on my forecast. And long story short, I left there in beginning of 1992, and I've been doing the Belkin Report ever since. So my clients are, the titans of Wall Street, people around the world, big, some central bank, sovereign wealth funds, big institutions in Europe, U.S., mutual funds. And what the model's really good at is sector rotation and individual stocks within sectors and groups. So both long and short ideas. So that's what I do. I provide to institutions long and short ideas always have long and short ideas. And I'm always looking for the big picture, the big opportunities, the big long-term opportunities. I was going back over my reports from 2009 at the bottom of the market, March, April, my stuff turned really positive on financials, banks, all kinds of things like that. And I have a similar signal now on gold and gold mining stocks. So I'm taking a real prominent stand here. I'm standing up, and I think this is a time really to back up the boat. If you look at the gold stocks, it doesn't look like a lot's happening, but they're down a lot. And just like silver was down, when silver was down at the bottom $4 or $5, I was very excited. My model was very positive. I bought all the bags with silver, and I put them in my in this cupboard back in my house, and on the shelves were all bowing because those bags are so heavy. It's funny, I look like an old horse, with a broken back. But I think this is a similar kind of opportunity where, for instance, the XAU Gold Share Index is below the level where it came out in 1984. So as far back as I have data, it's significantly below that level now. It got a little bit lower at the beginning of 2000, but over that time period, the gold price itself has doubled or more. It's up 200%. So I think gold shares are really offering a huge opportunity right now. So I'm really taking a big stand here. I think the institutions will begin to flood into this sector as it begins to recover. And that's what my model is good for, is finding the stocks, the institutions will be buying.
Michael, I don't want you to give away any secrets, but do me a favor, if you would just explain somewhat simplistically what your model is all about, would you?
Okay, so it turns out that prices are pretty random. Technical analysis, everybody looks at charts, but I couldn't really quantify that in any way. But rates of change are not random. So I came up with basically a science based on rates of change, and it looks for inflection points. It's not so much a momentum thing, although it will catch stocks in their momentum phase most of the time. But it's more, it likes to buy low and sell high. That's what my model does. And it gives a forecast, a 12-period forward forecast. I'm working with weekly and monthly data. So I'm trying to find things that have a long term, which for me is 12 months, and intermediate term, which for me is 3 months, with a forecast like that. And it's not 100%. I wouldn't try to land the space shuttle with it. It's not 99.999%. I'm aiming for about 75% success ratio, and the losers are removed. And there's not so many losers in there, so when something goes on in this report, there will be additions and deletions every week, but the core holdings will remain the same. It's a way to manage a portfolio of gold shares. That's what I'm trying to do, is to give an overlay to somebody that has a fundamental view. Here's what the market is likely to favor, and here's what's going into favor, and here's what's out of favor.
Now, Michael, what I find very interesting is that you have been writing a newsletter for institutional investors, but judging on, your model, plus there has to be some gut feeling in there, too, that to focus this much on gold and gold stocks, more specifically, there's something that's really tripping this signal for you and making you spend a lot of time, dedicate a lot of time to this sector now, isn't there?
Yeah, there absolutely is. So I'm not just a black box guy, although I have a dependable, I have a proprietary model that works really well. I also have a view. So I was a member of something called the Committee for Monetary Research in New York City. They're still going, and I worked for a government securities dealer, and I'm a big student of what central banks do with the credit cycle. And, we are just in really a bizarre situation where, we have zero interest rates, negative yields on bonds in Europe and Japan. Just crazy things are happening. Mexico just issued a 100-year bond. Mexico at 4.5% or something. That's crazy. I mean, crazy things are going on right now. This is, I see a major speculative bubble created by central banks in the financial markets, and institutions are kind of held hostage. You know, you have to play along with the game, but when I go around and see hedge funds in New York and London, everybody knows it's a game and a bubble, and they're just waiting to pull the trigger when some level gets broken. So, you know, gold is negatively correlated. Gold assets are negatively correlated to the stock market and to the dollar, and I think a turning point is coming for both, and it's sort of like matter and antimatter. And the stock market, you know, is matter, you know, and the central banks are creating bubbles, and gold is antimatter. And when the matter, the bubble that central banks are creating begins to implode, which is slowly but surely happening around the edges, you know, the edges are fraying, major stocks are down 10, 15, 20%, stocks like Microsoft. So the market is kind of rolling over, I think, and gold stocks are rolling upward. So, yeah, I do think this is a time you look back in a couple years and you'll think that this was probably, you know, in retrospect, this will have been where you really wanted to load up the boat and do the opposite of what the herd is doing, where the herd is all sucked into speculative bubble, you know, buying the NASDAQ just like they bought tech stocks in 2000 or, you know, banks and whatever they bought at the top in 2007. I think it's a moment like that in the broader market, and there's going to be a switch. So I'm looking for a major inflection point, a tipping point, if you will, in market psychology.
Michael, I got to believe that if you are that optimistic about the securities themselves, you got to be incredibly optimistic on the commodities also.
Yeah, absolutely. For the physical gold and silver, I have a long-term model forecast up. And what we've been fighting in the gold price, physical gold price, and the gold shares is the stronger dollar, which I've actually been long until this week. So I think the dollar as a crowded trade, it could go a little bit higher. I don't know if this is the absolute top in the dollar, but you know, the same people that are long the stock market are short bonds. They think the economy, U.S. economy is strong, and they think interest rates are going to go up, and the dollar is going to keep rallying. And I think that's all a mirage. This last employment report kind of, I think, was sort of a shocker to that. So I think that there's a lot of people who are positioned, and I've seen this over and over in the years where the crowd is all on one side of the boat, and then they rush to the other side of the boat. So I think the dollar will begin to probably top out at this level, and gold will begin to do better.
Michael, I think that there are a number of people that are on that same boat. It's just a matter of time when that happens, and sometimes that time can be stretched a little bit further due to some policies by the Fed and what is going on behind the scenes. But Michael, we're going to ask you to join us for the next segment. We're going to talk about a bit more about the market and some international issues as well. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Michael Belkin.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Welcome back. We are continuing to chat with Michael Belkin. And Michael, after addressing your Gold Stock newsletter last segment, we're going to move on to a couple different topics. First of all, chatting about the conventional markets. You have some comments that we addressed a little bit last segment, but I want to dive more into this segment, dealing with what could be happening to some of the big stocks as well as the overall market, as in there might be some pain coming forward for investors that are too much all into the conventional markets, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. You know, when I sat on the trading desk at Salomon Brothers back in the 90s, I remember one old trader one time he said to me that the market will do whatever it takes to cause the most pain to the largest amount of people. And I think in the current environment, what's happening is a lot of stocks peaked out maybe a month or two, as long as 3 or 4 months ago. So stocks like Micron Technology down 25% from its December peak, Intel down 18% from its December level, Microsoft is down 16% from its November peak, and there's a whole bunch of other stocks, Hewlett Packard, Storage Technology, Western Digital. I mean, these were Momo stocks that were leading the market higher, and a lot of hedge funds and portfolio managers, this is what they own. So they're seeing the indexes, well, I mean, not much is happening in the indexes this year. You know, they're up or down a few percent, depending. The small caps are up. But most of the big tech stocks that hedge funds own are not doing well. In fact, they're down double-digit percent from their peaks. So that's what's going on beneath the surface. I think a lot of people are squeezed into long positions, and it's kind of not working. They're trying to figure out what to do. You know, they're grasping at straws. And while the indexes seem they haven't broken down yet, a lot of individual stocks have.
So is this going to manifest itself with a major breakdown, Mike, in terms of the major indices?
I think it eventually will. Don't ask me what form that will take. You know, I think there's a lot of noise in the way the market trades. There's high-frequency trading, HFT algorithms that are always knocking. They're trying to squeeze people in, and it creates a lot of noise on an intraday basis. But it looks like we're building a long-term top. You know, I just think we're building a long-term top like in 2000 or in 2007 where the market rolls over. And the reason I think that, one, is that earnings are declining. So what most people don't realize is that reported earnings were down 12% in Q4 2014 year over year. Operating earnings weren't. They were still up a little. But now operating earnings are going to be down about 5% or so in this quarter. You know, when companies start losing money or not making money, they start cutting back. And we're seeing that in the energy sector, of course. You know, you can't have a 50% decline in the price of oil without energy companies beginning to cut back. And I think that will ripple through the economy and gradually slow things down. And then, you know, when companies start laying off, the unemployment rate goes up. And I just have to laugh at Janet Yellen, you know. I mean, she and I go way back to the Berkeley Business School. That's where she came from. And I've had to sit through her presentations at the Alumni Association. She has this big thing about communication. That she has to communicate everything so that the market knows ahead of time what the Fed is going to be doing in a month or a year. And she's been saying, you know, we're going to raise rates. The, you know, employment is so great. Employment is a lagging indicator. And I think, you know, the big strength in jobs is over. There's a lot of funny business with the way they calculate the employment rate anyways. But overall outlook, economy slows down, turns down. Earnings go down. Companies disappoint. And then the market starts going into a bit of a tailspin.
Now, Michael, let's chat a little bit more about what Yellen had to say, because we have heard a lot about the Fed raising rates, but then we keep on getting these different data numbers that come out, especially this horrible unemployment number, which came out at the tail end of last week. And then we are entering earnings season, where it seems like everybody is expecting there to be horrible earnings, and some people are blaming that on the U.S. dollar, which I do think has an impact. But the fact of the matter is, the Fed continuing to try to set up the market with really being vague terminology as to when they're going to raise rates, I don't think that's helping anybody. Plus, I don't think the Fed really knows what they're about to do in the next few months. Do you?
Very good point, Corey. My Belkin report this week was entitled Communication Breakdown, and I quoted Led Zeppelin. Communication breakdown is always the same. I'm having a nervous breakdown. Drive me insane. And, you know, I think that the Fed has misled the market. When they did QE3, you know, back in 2011, 2012, that was the time when interest rates should have risen. So if the Fed was doing nothing and the market was in charge of short-term interest rates, over the business cycle, rates tend to rise when the economy is strong. And that was, you know, we didn't need all those constant, you know, purchases of treasury securities by the Fed. That was just ridiculous. So at a time when they should have been raising interest rates if they were going to be in tune with the business cycle, instead, they were keeping interest rates artificially suppressed and adding a bunch of credit to the system. And now, as the economy is slowing down, they're talking about raising interest rates. I just think they've got it all backwards. So I'd be very surprised. They made a big push to say that they are going to do it. I think there's going to be a big egg on their face because the economy slows down and they will not be able to do it.
So you are obviously saying to anybody who will listen that purely and simply that the conventional markets are not the place to be right now, at least long term.
That's correct. And the dollar, you know, the dollar's strong for the wrong reasons. It's a margin call on emerging markets. So when the dollar goes up, that means that currencies weaken in places like Brazil and Greece and Turkey and Malaysia, and then their interest rates go up. You know, it's a margin call for emerging markets, so I'm not happy on emerging markets. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a perma bear. You know, like I said, back in 2009, I loaded up the boat. I think I'm in the business of buying low and selling high, and right now this looks like high. So you're supposed to be selling and shorting, and I think there's actually an opportunity to be short tech stocks. So that's what I'm telling my clients. In the asset allocation that I recommend, I have for outperformance, consumer staples and utilities, which are just chicken longs, right? You know, I mean, that's really boring stuff. Nobody wants to own them. But that's what's supposed to outperform. And what's supposed to underperform is technology and industrials and maybe financials, but particularly technology and industrials. And those are totally cyclical. So if the cyclical stuff is supposed to underperform and, you know, you're supposed to be short it, and the really defensive stuff is supposed to outperform, in my book, you know, in my experience, that's always been a recipe for a bear market.
So, Michael, if we are going down this road of the conventional markets really correcting, as well as the U.S. dollar potentially coming back to a slightly lower level. Where do you think money will flow? Obviously, you think some will flow into the precious metals, but what about the energy sector? There's a lot of chatter about that right now.
I'm not a fan. I think that we have not hit the bottom of the liquidation in energy. And if you think back to what happened in gold and gold mining shares a year or two ago, where it looked like the bottom, but it would have a little bounce and then it would keep coming back and going a little bit lower. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. And I think individual companies in the energy sector that are thinly capitalized will go bankrupt. So until we see a wave of bankruptcies and companies really going bust and laying off people and stuff in the energy sector. And again, I'm not a perma bearer. I look forward to that happening and saying it's time to buy energy stocks, but not yet. That's what my model says it's not yet.
Now, Michael, before we need to wrap this up, we only have about 2 minutes left here. I want to dive a bit deeper into what happened with Greece this week. They did complete their first payment to the IMF. Does this just prolong Greece eventually exiting the euro in your eyes?
Yes, it does. So I think their days in the euro are definitely numbered. They were not elected with a mandate to leave the euro, so they're taking their time about it. But, I mean, the government is doing crazy things. It's raiding hospital funds, you know, funds for the hospitals, and they're raiding state-owned companies, utilities and stuff, to pay money back to, you know, the Troika, and, you know, which is the IMF, the ECB, and the EF, the bank bailout fund. So, you know, it's just, you know, the handwriting's on the wall. You know, Greece, I think, is going to blow out of the euro. And I think that's going to be very destabilizing for countries like Spain and Italy. And so it's one reason that the dollar has been strong. But when Greece leaves, I think, oddly enough, I think it will be very bullish for Greece. Now, the Greek stock market is down 95%. From its peak in U.S. dollars, from its 2007 peak. And that's like the Dow Jones at the bottom, you know, in 1932. So I think if they leave and devalue, introduce a new drachma. So I'm short Greek banks. And what I'm telling my clients is to be short banks like National Bank of Greece, Alpha Bank. I think they're zeros. I think the banks will be nationalized. And then they will start out with a new currency, recapitalize the banks with drachmas. And then at that point, when Greece leaves the euro, I think Greece will be a screaming buy. I think it will go up as bad as the situation may look with capital controls and things like that. I think it will be the stock market will go up a lot more than the currency will devalue. So I'm looking forward to changing my stance on Greece. Right now I'm short, but I think it will become a buying opportunity whenever they leave, maybe in a couple months.
I actually have the same feeling on Greece there, Michael, that if they do leave, when they do leave, that it will become a more attractive investment opportunity simply because that is pretty much hitting rock bottom. But then I also think with them exiting the euro will suffer a little bit, but it leaves them in a stronger hand too because at least they have one of their suffering countries, albeit a smaller one, out of that whole euro, well, whatever monetary experience you want to call it. Michael, really appreciate your time. We've got to take a commercial break, but we will be right back with the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.